Then we have the Indian immigration. Let's take a look at that mural together.
This boy was just back from World War II.
He is the lead one there.
Yeah.
The headdress is worn by the Osage medicine man.
This was a real Osage. I got that in a museum.
You found it at the Field Museum in Chicago.
That's right.
And you were able to sketch that.
And each one of these were that tribe, the five civilized tribes. I actually used someone for each one of the five civilized tribes there.
R.L. Fitzgerald, the former superintendent of Seneca Schools, was the model for this figure.
Yeah, for this number four. And he was of that tribe.
You were able to position him to show that he is ready to defend his...
Yeah, that's right. He had a gun and a straw hat on. Yeah.
And he's defending his family and the tribe.
Each one of these are that tribe. I thought I had a responsibility to authenticate something like that.
That's something to think out, how you're going to place all of these elements.
Yes.
As in all your murals, to be able to put all of this in one mural had to take a lot of planning.
You know, I did a drawing first. I got it down the basement. I did a drawing first, then I did a clay model. After the clay model, I did a small black and white painting of this. Then I did a small color painting of this. Then I did the big one. In every mural.
Great work.
There was a place for great work.